Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get trusted, confidential advice on free HRT from our expert staff at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Time now for the watch list, our weekly look at the good, the bad and the interesting film and TV releases for the week ahead. And we're joined today by freelance culture journalist Zara Hederman and Andy McCarroll, host of the Extra Vision podcast. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Andy, will we start with the big one? Is this new iteration of Superman that's in cinemas, is this going to be the big summer blockbuster?
Yeah, I think this will possibly be the big one. It's the whole of the new DC rebuild. So Henry Cavill is out of Superman. The issue that I have with this is the same thing I had with the last one, is that you've got multiple people playing the same roles in this. So you've got Robert Pattinson playing Batman, but they're recasting Batman. And it's going to be the same thing we had a few years ago. We had Jared Leto, Barry Keoghan and Joaquin Phoenix all playing Joker at the same time. The thing that really gives me positive hope for this is it's directed by James Gunn, who done the Guardians of the Galaxy film. So he kind of knows how to make these superhero ensembles and make them actually good. And it seems to be leaning more into the Christopher Reeve side than the kind of the dour Man of Steel films that we had previously. So I'm cautiously optimistic and look forward to being next week here when I say it's terrible.
Okay, it's out Friday in cinemas nationwide. Zara, you've gone for something a bit more esoteric, Hot Milk. So this is much anticipated and it stars our own Fiona Shaw.
It does. And I actually had the book Hot Milk by Deborah Levy staring at me on my bookshelf for years. So with this release, I was like, okay, now's the time, I'll do it. So I read the book in like two sittings. It's just so rich and beautiful. The story is of Sophia, who's in her mid-20s. She's abandoned her studies in anthropology to look after her mother, Rose, who hasn't walked for about 20 years. And they go to Spain to find out whether the illness is psychosomatic or like physical. Mm-hmm. So along the way, Sophia has a bit of an awakening while her mother's off getting her treatment by Dr. Gomez. Now, my issue with this film is it's directed and adapted by Rebecca Lenkowitz, who's her first time directing. It loses so much of the richness of the text to the point where the character of Sophia, who when I was reading it had such compassion for and was just such an interesting layered character, it was just so flat. And it's one of those films that looks stunning. It's in southern Spain, but there's not really a lot of substance to the film. Fiona Shaw, of course,
okay,
is brilliant.
Okay, but don't read the book. Just you practically read it on your way into the cinema. So for anyone, don't read the book. Just take the film on its own merits. It's in selected cinemas out now. Hot Milk. Andy, Jurassic Park Rebirth is in cinemas now. This is the seventh film in the series. This is still a big franchise.
Hot Milk to Hot Mess. This is one of the worst films I've seen in a long time. Like I said, it's the seventh film in the series in what's arguably had one great film and the rest have been grand. Every plot has been done in previous films. So, of course, there's another hidden dinosaur island. There's mercenaries. There's a big evil pharmaceutical company. There's kids lost on the island. Everything's been done before, but done better. And Scarlett Johansson is in this. And every second line she says in the film is like, I'm only here because I'm being paid millions of dollars. And I'm not sure if that was in the script or if that were actually touring to the camera. This is my excuse for being here.
Okay, all right. Jurassic Park Rebirth cinemas now. Zara, a bit of quality now. Grey Gardens, one of the best documentaries ever made. So it's back in the Lighthouse Cinema in Dublin for its 50th anniversary. Is it worth seeing on the big screen?
Absolutely, yeah. I've only ever seen it on my laptop screen in the dark of my bedroom. But this is just so engrossing. I presume you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
So the story is Big and Little Edie, who are mother and daughter, who are the first cousin and aunt of Jackie Kennedy. And before this documentary was made, there was a police raid because their mansion, Grey Gardens in East Hampton, was raided by police because it's so unsanitary and so dilapidated. And like, they share the house with raccoons, like walls are falling down because of them. And it's directed by Albert and David Maisels, who had the cinema verite style of just like literal fly on the wall content. And just the two of them, the dynamic between them is so fascinating. But but it's almost kind of, I remember the first time watching it, I was terrified because their manner to each other is just quite unhinged. Like Big Edie is always singing, Little Edie is always talking about how she never got married, how she really wants to escape Grey Gardens, how she feels very repressed and that she didn't get to live a life. But I just love it.
Like it all sounds a bit weird, like, but it actually does work. It's extraordinary.
Yeah, it's
really
fascinating
compelling
film.
And I think there's a screening in the Lighthouse today, 2 p.m. There's a screening Wednesday at 6:15 p.m. and I'm sure there are other screenings too. Okay, a bit of TV. Andy, you wanted to quickly mention It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is back on Disney Plus from Thursday for a 17th season. I think a lot of people will have had no idea it was still going.
Yeah, 17 seasons, 20 years it's gone. For me, it is genuinely one of the best shows ever made. I think it is absolutely incredible. It is one of the funniest, most irreverent comedies. The cast are absolutely fantastic. And I love that it's never jumped the shark, that it's never tried to change what it actually was. Like, these are eventually nasty, horrible characters, and they don't learn many lessons through all of this. There's, you know, to give you an idea of it, there's a scene in it where Danny DeVito crawls naked out of a couch. So if that sort of visual appeals to you, this is definitely
That's
a show
my
for
kind
you.
Of thing. Okay, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Disney Plus from Thursday. Zara, Too Much on Netflix also from Thursday. So a lot of people will be excited about this because it is Lena Dunham's return to television.
Yeah, hugely so. And it's basically kind of based on her real life romance with her husband, Louis Felber, who's a British musician. And it follows Megan, who is a workaholic from New York, who's going through a breakup. Her ex-boyfriend is now living with an influencer, so their relationship is going to be able to be followed online. And she just wants to go to London to live the life of solitude of a Bronte sister. So she's fascinated with like English rom-coms. It's actually produced by one of the producers of Actually. It stars Megan Stalter of Hacks, who people love, and the wide cast is just incredible. You've got Richard E. Grant, Rita Wilson, Naomi Watts is in it as well, Rhea Perlman, our own Andrew Scott, and Lena Dunham is in it as well. And looking at it, it kind of looks like a bit of a Emily in Paris, because it's an American moving to a far, like a European city, but this one actually seems to have a lot more grit and realism
it does,
to
yeah.
it.
Okay.
Yeah, so this highly
Too Much on Netflix on Thursday. Andy, so Katie Taylor versus Amanda Serrano 3 is on Netflix next Friday, I think. So the pre-show hype show countdown, Taylor versus Serrano, is on Netflix now. They usually do these things quite well.
Yeah, it was good. The footage is fantastic. There's some great footage of the first two fights, two of the best, not just women's fights, two of the best boxing fights of all time. The one issue I had with it is a voiceover by Uma Thurman, who delivers every line as if it's...
Uma Thurman is doing the voiceover?
Yeah, well, Uma Thurman is in The Old Guard, which is on Netflix, so it's good synergy that we've got Uma doing the voiceover that. But she delivers every line as if it's the last line of a trailer. So even something like Katie Taylor goes grocery shopping, and Katie Taylor will go grocery shopping with her mother. And you're like, okay, every line doesn't need to be as dramatic as this now. But it does hype you up. And by the end of it, you know, I was nearly skipping in the sitting room watching it throwing shadow punches. Yeah, so it'll definitely get you hype for next Friday's fight.
Okay, countdown Taylor versus Serrano on Netflix now. Zara, Live Aid at 40, When Rock and Roll Took Over the World, is on BBC Two tonight at 9. This sounds good, or is just for all farts?
Yeah, no, for all yeah. involved, yeah. So there's three parts to this. One and two are on tonight, and it basically tracks the story of Bob Geldof seeing the news footage of like the famine in Ethiopia in 83 and him kind of partnering up with Majorde to like make Do They Know It's Christmas. Then they go into the concerts in Wembley to then part three looks at Live 8. So we have like obviously archival footage. There's new interviews with Geldof, Bono, Sting, and also Biron Woldu, who is the little girl who was kind of the face of the famine. She was the picture of the baby who was always shown with it. George Bush is also interviewed, and reviews of this have said it's absolutely superb. So it's definitely worth a watch.
Yeah, there's been a kind of a conversation around the whole Live Aid thing and the ethos and the kind of framing of the
kind
first
of white
world
savior
versus Africa
and
that kind of thing.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And I'd say this will delve into it. I haven't seen any of the parts, but by like accounts of the reviews, it does seem to kind of go into that too.
Yeah.
And I think Geldof goes into it as well.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And Geldof is, I think Geldof basically argues that yes, but,
we
Andy, Dexter is back again. again, people may not have known this is still going on Paramount Plus. Dexter Resurrection.
Yeah, so this is the third time he's been resurrected. He was killed.
So Dexter's a serial killer, yes.
So he was a serial killer who was working for the Miami Police Department. Eventually he was found out, and then they had a resurrection, or a Dexter New Blood, where he came back, and then that series ended with him being killed by his son. Paramount realised, wait, a lot of people are watching this. Maybe he wasn't fatally shot at point blank range, and now he is.
Okay, spoiler alert, he's back. Yeah. Okay.
So he's leading a gang of serial killers in New York, headed up by a billionaire played by Neil Patrick Harris, or sorry, by Peter Dinklage and Uma Thurman, again, getting another mention, as his head of security. The trailer actually looks really good. And again, like the Jurassic Park films, I'm going to watch it again. I'm probably going to be disappointed.
And like, there are billionaires in everything now. Like, people enjoy a bit of billionaire action. Okay, thank you very much, Zara Hederman and Andy McCarl. And that's it for today's show. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.